Okay, we're going to start again from Tes Zayin Amid Aleph, 16a, fourth line from the top. Again, this Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if a doubtful warning is considered a good warning or not. Rabbi Yochanan holds it is, Reish Lakish said now. Just quickly reviewing what we did last week. Cause
we keep saying doubtful warning.
Because you, yes.
So the warning itself isn't doubtful, it's just a situation.
The transgression.
Yeah, it's
done. So, for example, if I see a guy with a gun ready to pull the gun, that's a for sure warning. Because if you do that, if you're going to pull the trigger, you are going to be punished. That's a for sure warning.
Right.
We're talking about where the guy, don't leave any no-sar. It's not for sure.
As opposed to doubting if the person actually gave a warning.
No. He for sure gave the warning. He for sure gave the warning. There's no question. He's for sure giving the warning. But when I'm making the warning, it's very hard. You cannot know right away what's going to happen. As opposed to way down the line. Okay, so now both of them, Vitirvayu and their machlokas, is depends, they leave the review to how you understand the statement of Yehuda, Zatana. They made different deductions from a statement of Yehuda, and therefore they came out with different conclusions. Tanya, as we learned, the pasuk says, "Lo sosir menu ad boker, don't leave any of the korban pesach till the next morning." But that's the lav. Vanosir menu ad boker, but what's left over in the morning, you have to burn. So now, can you get lashed for that avera? Boha kosov comes along. The Torah says, "Li tenase acher lo sase." It puts a positive mitzvah after the negative mitzvah, and therefore that's making it that so lomer shein lokan levi, not going to get lashed for it. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, if it weren't for the fact that there's an asay that fixes up the lav, right, you would have gotten lashed. Now the question is, why would you have gotten lashed? There's good reason to think why you shouldn't have gotten lashed anyway, even if there isn't a positive one. How do we make the deduction? So there's two separate deductions. Remember we said, there's two reasons I would think you would not get lashed over here, besides the fact there's an assay afterwards. Why? Number one, it's a lav with no action. There's no action. When you leave over, no, sir, you're not doing anything. Number two, it's a doubtful warning. Because when you make the warning, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know if he's going to leave it over. He's not going to leave it over. So what do you need a pasuk, an assay afterwards, to say you don't get lashed? There'd be good reason to say you don't get lashed even without the assay afterwards. Must be, no, you would have got lashed. So what are we going to have to deduce from this? So now we're going to get two different deductions. Rabbi Yochanan, Dayakachi, Rabbi Yochanan made this deduction in the statement of Yehuda. Time of the reason, the Baal causes, since the pasuk came along and said, there's an asay to fix up the lav. But if it didn't come there, hollow Baal causes, if you would not have had that pasuk with the asay to fix it up, then you would have loka, been lashed. Otherwise, what do you need the asay for? But why should you get lashed? There was a doubtful warning. Must be alma hasra safik shma hasra. Must be a doubtful warning is considered a warning. Because if it's not a warning, you wouldn't get lashed anyway. So what do I need the positive commandment? Remember, the Torah wrote a positive commandment after the negative so that you will not get lashed. Otherwise, you would have gotten lashed. Well, why would you have gotten lashed? It's a doubtful warning. Must be a doubtful warning is a good warning. Because otherwise, what do you need the assay for to fix it up? So that's Rabbi Yochanan's inference from Rabbi Yehuda's statement. And therefore, he draws the conclusion. He holds that a doubtful warning is considered a good warning. Reish Lakish makes the other way. Dayakachi, he makes an inference a different way. He would say, time of the Rava, the reason of the Baha cause, the pasuk tells me the assay. Hala Baha cause, if it wouldn't come with the assay, Loki would be lashed. Why? But wait a minute. Isn't it a negative prohibition without an action? You shouldn't get lashed for that either. No. Alma, we see. Lav, shame, but Maisa, Lokin, a love. You get lashed for a love that doesn't have an action. Because if you didn't get lashed, then what do you need the positive commandment for? We need the pasuk of mammon afterwards. It doesn't have an action. So therefore, Reish Lakish deduces from Rabbi Yehuda that must be that a negative precept without an action gets lashed. So they've made different inferences, and that's the basis of Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is a doubtful warning, a good warning or not. Rabbi Yochanan deduced from Rabbi Yehuda that must be a doubtful warning. It's a good warning. While Reish Lakish did not deduce that, he said must be a doubtful warning is not a good warning, but he rather deduced that you don't get lashed for it. Now we still have problems. We have to deal with the other person's issue that he brought up. Each one has to deal with the other person's issue. Rabbi Yochanan has to deal with, well, what about the fact it's a lav shame ba maisa, right? Okay, so he can maybe agree a lav shame ba maisa gets lashed too. Either you're going to say, well, you have to come up with something, but there is a deduction that has to happen. So this is what the Gemara asks next. Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Okay, now, look at this. Since the inferences of both Rabbi Yochanan and Rashi are both valid, that must be, if there's no action, you get lashed. Must be, if it's a doubtful warning, you get lashed. Because if either one isn't there, then what do you need the assay for? Each one inferred one point. But the truth is, you got to say, you know, each one had a valid inference. Gemara now asks why each sage did not also draw the inference drawn by his colleague. Why didn't you learn the way the other guy learned? Reish Shimon ben Lakish Nami Havadi Hasra Saviku. Reish Lakish, don't you agree it's a doubtful warning? So it's a doubtful warning. Must be it's a good warning. You have to agree with that. Comes Reish Lakish, Shimon says, no. See, there's a different brisa quoting Rav Yehuda as well. Savarla, he holds Ki'idach Tana Rav Yehuda. He holds like a different Tana who explains Rabbi Yehuda. D'Tanya, we learned another one that says, it said, remember we brought down if a guy is warned, don't hit your father, but he wasn't sure who his father was. Remember we talked last week, don't remember who the father is? So we learned in a brisa. So now he's warned. So what did he do? He kazeh, he hits one, and then afterwards, 10 minutes later, he hits the other one. So he never got a for sure warning on either one, right? Or he cursed one, and then he went back and cursed the other one. Or he hits them all at the same time. Or he cursed them all at the same time. Chayev, you are chayev. In all of these cases, on the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, and this is the Tana of explaining Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Bevasach as chayv, it's the same time you're chayv, but bezach as that potter, but this one, and after that one, you're potter. So what do you see from that? Because it's Asra Suffolk. So you see that you couldn't draw Rabbi Yehuda clearly in that case says Asra Suffolk is not a good Asra. Therefore, you won't kill him in either situation because every time you warned him, don't hit this man. Well, I don't know. We don't know. We don't know if he's my father or not. He warned me the other guy. Each one independent. When you do it at the same time, then the warning is for sure going to go on one of the two. But if it's one after the other, then you never know which warning is a proper warning. Right? Thus, Rabbi Yehuda's view, as recorded in this brisa, is that an uncertain warning is not valid. It is this view that Reish Lakish followed when he ruled that a person does not incur malchus for failing to eat the loaf on the day that he vowed to eat it. If you recall, we had that case way back before. So, now I lost the place. 1 minute. One second. Okay. Let's back it up one. Okay. Thus, Gemara explains that it's true that Yehuda's view, as recorded in the Brisa concerning Nosar, is that one incurs malchus both for violating a prohibition that does not involve an action and on the basis of an uncertain warning. From that Brisa, you have to say that. Because he must hold both in that price. So, Reish Lakish accepts only part of that view. Namely, that one incurs malchus for violating a prohibition that does not involve an action. But regarding the validity of an uncertain warning, however, Ishlakish adopts the variant opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as is taught by the Tana of the Brisa concerning striking, cursing one's father. So he's going with that Brisa as the main opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Though he disputes part of Rabbi Yehuda's ruling in the Brisa concerning Noser, Reish Lakish must still resort to that Brisa to justify his view that one receives malchus for violating a prohibition that does not involve an action. And that's where he deduces that from. Okay, fine. So that took care of that. Hi, Rabbi Yochanan, you got the same problem the other way. Nami havare lav sheba maisu. But isn't there also a case with the Noser, there's no action? So you shouldn't get lashed for that either. So he's going to say, well, I hold only part of the deduction of Yehuda and have another opinion in Rabbi Yehuda that says different than that as well. Sover lo, he holds ki hodam Ravidi bar Avin. He holds like that which Ravidi bar Avin said, Omer Rav Amram, in the name of Rav Amram, Omer Rav Yisrael, Rav Yitzchak, and Omer Rav Yochanan, in the name of Rav Yochanan, who said, Rav Yehuda Omer, Buddha says, Mishum Rav Yossi Haglili, that what? Kol lo saseh shebe Torah, any negative prohibition of the Torah, lav sheyesh bo maisa, if the lav has an action, lo kiner lav, you get lashed. Lav sheyein bo maisa, ein lo kiner lav. A lav without action does not get lashed. So he holds like that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yossi Haglili. So once you see that, so you see clearly holds that a lav has to have an action. So he doesn't hold like one deduction from the first Rabbi Yehuda and not the second deduction. And, but what? We're not finished. With three exceptions. I don't want to spend too much time on the exceptions because we already got the point. He holds like this time Rabbi Yossi Haglili, the name Rabbi Yehuda, the name of Rabbi Yossi Haglili, that a negative commandment must have an action to get lashed. Chus, except for three cases. Mina nishpa, if someone swears falsely, there are exceptions because the Torah says exception. He says a false oath. Let's say he swears that he ate a loaf that he in fact did not eat, or that he did not eat a loaf that he in fact did eat. One does get malchus for vowing to eat a loaf and then failing to do so, which is the case discussed for Yochanan Reish Lakish above. So he says, so that case is an exception. Or Maimar is, or let's say you do a substitution. Remember, you substitute one animal for another. You say, I want this one to be whole, even though you didn't do an action. You get lashed for that as well. And also, if you curse somebody with God's name, you also get lashed. So those are the three exceptions. But aside from that, you got to do an action. So it comes out now, we've seen the sources for Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They've picked one part of a statement. But you know what's now evolved, if you've noticed? We now have a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda. Because we have different brises that are contradicting Rabbi Yehuda himself. That we have to deal with that. And that's what the Gemara is going to say. We have a contradiction now in Rabbi Yehuda's own statements. How are we going to live with that? To which the Gemara says, Kasha to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. But one statement of Yehuda now comes out, contradicts another statement of Rabbi Yehuda. In one case, he seems to say that a doubtful warning is not a good warning. In other case, he says a doubtful warning is a good warning. In other words, although we found the bases for the respective rulings of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, we're left with the contradictory versions Rabbi Yehuda himself held.
The original Rabbi Yehuda,
where we've thrown two different bright. We see how Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish derived their opinions. They chose selected versions. I hold of this opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. But if there's a contradiction in Rabbi Yehuda, how are we going to do with the contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda? So, because either way, it's going to be a contradiction. Either Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, so Mar is going to answer. Either way, we said according to Reish Lakish, it's a contradiction of Yehuda. Or we could say in Rabbi Yochanan, it's a contradiction of Rabbi Yehuda. So we're going to answer like this. This is the Gemara's only answer and has no better way out. Either Rabbi Shimon Lakish. So according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, he has to explain the contradiction between the Brisa regarding no sar, where you're getting no lashes, but you would have, from the no sar, the reason to get lashed because of the assay that's there. But otherwise, a doubtful warning would have got lashed. And the other brisa that says, in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, went that when you curse the two fathers without realizing which one's which, you don't get lashed. So it seems a doubtful one doesn't get lashed. How are we going to deal with that contradiction? They're both statements of Rabbi Yehuda. So you know how you're going to answer that? Trey Tanoi, Rav Yehuda. There are two Tanoim who have different opinions from Rav Yehuda held. In other words, you say Rav Yehuda says, but who said Rav Yehuda said it? Well, you have one Tana said Rav Yehuda said this. One said, so it's a machlokas what Rav Yehuda held. You have a brisa. One said, I understood from Yehuda this way. The other one said, I understood from Yehuda a different way. So you have two brises that are, so Rav Yehuda didn't contradict himself, but the Tanaim of these brises are in disagreement with Rav Yehuda actually holds. And now Reish Lakish picks one of those Tanaim to hold like the part that says that a doubtful warning is not a good warning. So that's how we get out of that. And Eli Rabbi Yochanan, I according to Rabbi Yochanan, we also have two contradictory statements according to Rabbi Yehuda. He's got to explain contradictory the Brisa regarding Nosar that seems to say that a lav shem b'maisa does get lashed. And then there's another statement, the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, name of Rabbi Yehuda, that says you do get you have to have an action to get lashed. So the answer there is lo kasha. That's not a kasha either. Ha, didei, ha derabe. The first time Rabbi Yehuda said, he said in his own name. In his own name he said it. But the last time he said in the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Yossi Haglili. Doesn't mean he held like Rabbi Yossi Haglili. And good luck with this chart. Okay? Thus, Rabbi Yochanan will say that Rabbi Yehuda personally holds that one incurs malchus for violating a prohibition that does not involve action. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yehuda, who cites the view of his teacher, Rabbi Yossi Haglili, who maintains that generally one does not incur malchus for violating such problems. The following chart summarizes the views of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's take it one bit at a time. Okay, lashes for negation of remedial positive commandment. Okay, right? So that depends on whether or not the guy nullifies. Remember, going back to the original one, a lav, that's nitik lasay. Do you have to, how do you transgress it? Do you have to right away do it, remember? Or no, once you've nullified the ability to do that. So the negation of the remedial, so Rabbi Yochanan depends on whether or not he actually nullifies it. But he makes a vow, she can't have a benefit from it, that he can't fix it back. Reish Lakish says, no, it depends on whether or not he fulfills it. When he eventually, if he doesn't fulfill it right away, he'll get lashed. Remember we said, the Bezin says, go fix it up right away. Well, I'm not going to, then you get lashed. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, only if he actually nulls it. We said that machlok is dependent on the next one. What an uncertain warning. Rabbi Yochanan says an uncertain warning is valid. Reish Lakish says it's invalid. Okay, how about the next case? What about the prohibition that does not involve an action? Reish Lakish says you're not liable for lashes. It has to have an action. Reish Lakish says it does. You do get lashed for that. Okay, how about one who does not eat a loaf, he vows to eat that day? So Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get lashes because it doesn't involve an action. Reish Lakish says no lashes because it's an uncertain warning. Different reason why you don't get it. Okay, now you got Rabbi Yehuda in the Brice of Nosar. Okay, we have two points that can come out of it. Either what? The uncertain warning is valid. Rabbi Yochanan says I deduce that from that and I accept that. Well, Reish Lakish does not. What about lashes or no action? Reish Lakish accepts that from Yehuda, but does not accept, Rabbi Yochanan does not accept that. What about Rabbi Yehuda and the Brisa of striking? You're not sure who your father is. It's an uncertain warning. Will you get lashed? Rabbi Yochanan does not accept Rabbi Yehuda's warning and says a doubtful warning is okay. Reish Lakish accepts Rabbi Yehuda's warning. A doubtful warning is not okay. What about Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Yossi Haglili that you don't get lashed unless there's an action? Rabbi Yochanan accepts that version of Rabbi Yehuda and Reish Lakish does not accept that version. So that's how we conclude this sugya. And tomorrow we start, we continue the old topic, but it's fresh. Do you want to learn tomorrow?
Yeah.
I mean, we'll be finished at 7:15.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll learn tomorrow. I will hopefully send you this chart.
Would Reish Lakish say you would last somebody for Lashon Hara? Because we say speech isn't action. Obviously. So would he say that?
That opinion who says, yes, we don't hold like that opinion.
No, but he would.
Any negative commandment, generally speaking, you would get lashed.
prevent a lot of people from seeing less.
Yes, okay. All right, we'll stop it over here and move on with a fresh...